KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Free, free Palestine is what a man in custody shouted after the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers Wednesday night in Washington. That from law enforcement officials at a briefing in the nation's capital. Washington Police Chief Pamela Smith.
Officers located one adult male and one adult female unconscious and not breathing at the scene. DC Fire and EMS responded, and despite all life-saving efforts, both victims succumbed to their injuries.
Two were shot outside an American Jewish Committee event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. Police say Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, 30 years old, was arrested and that he allegedly shouted, "Free Palestine." The House is in session overnight. Republicans on track to pass a multi-trillion-dollar tax break package. A late-night agreement on changes includes new Medicaid work requirements that kick in earlier and an increase in state and local tax deductions allowed on your federal return. This is ABC News. A federal judge has struck down regulations that require most U.S. employers provide workers with time off and other accommodations for abortions. Different areas of the country have been dealing with severe weather for over a week, and just in time for the Memorial Day weekend, it's now the Northeast's turn.
It is going to be a mess across the roads right up and down the I-95 corridor. New York City, Hartford, Boston. Stay 5 p.m. You're leaving work. Boston, windswept rain. We're talking gusts 40 to 50 miles per hour. Heavy rain on top of that. But the potential for coastal flooding, even the potential for some power outages with those gusty winds.
ABC News forecaster Melissa Griffin says over the weekend, areas of the Plains, Midwest, and Tennessee Valley will also see storms. The so-called tush push still in play within the NFL as league owners narrowly failed to pass a proposal to stop the play used famously by the defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today. I mean, even though it was emergency and before the 11th after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ball game was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers ending. We'll see clouds through the overnight. Light north winds at morning lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, a mostly cloudy sky will persist with highs near 60. Sunshine returning for Friday. Light northwest winds. Highs in the lower 60s. Currently 44 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed with a man in uniform?
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? Hi,
Catherine.
What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Wednesday night. We are headed toward a holiday weekend. Very excited about that. And got a great show tonight. Lots of fun tonight. We're going to talk about an art festival in Door County. And a lot of other stuff. Some travel Wisconsin stuff too tonight, Conrad. What do you think about that?
I think that's great.
You know, it's weird. Like, you kind of want to travel the world. And there's a lot of places I still want to see. But when I talked to Logan Rogge, who is our guest in the second hour, I realized there's so much stuff just in Wisconsin I haven't seen that I want to check out. And I always make a list after I talk to Logan. So he'll be here at 7:35. And then, but before that, coming up at 6:35, we have an in-studio guest named Shane McAdams. He's an artist, and he is the director of the Door County Contemporary Art Festival, which is right around the corner. So we'll get all the details from Shane. He's going to be here live. And then we've got my pal Bruce Jarko is going to be here at 7:05 to talk about his good friend George Wendt, who passed away yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about George's career, and Bruce will share some memories. That will be a lot of fun. That's at 7:05. We'll talk to Bruce for a few minutes. So, yeah, it's crazy how much this guy, George Wendt, was just so well-liked. I mean, I'm reading all this stuff he, by all accounts, is just like the most down-to-earth, cool dude. And but we'll talk to Bruce about that and get some insight. Bruce has been on the show before. Bruce is a great actor, also a Second City trained, like George Wendt is. I assume that's where they met, but I'll ask Bruce that. Bruce was on Seinfeld like three times. He's like in this club of people who have done that show as different walk-on roles three times. And his most memorable one appearance was as a doctor when George went in to have the thing in his lip looked at. George says, "Cancer? Is it cancer?" And Bruce is, my favorite line, Bruce says, "Well, I don't know what it is." So always crack up when I see that. So Bruce will be here at 7:05. That'll be fun too. Lots going on. A little George Wendt talk, some art talk, and some travel Wisconsin talk, folks. That's a show. And we've got a great question tonight. Lots of fun topics we will explore. Why don't we get to the, should we get to the question, Conrad? What do you think? Let's do that.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite TV or movie badass? That's a question, folks. Who is your favorite TV or movie badass? It's funny. The first one that comes to mind for me is Sugar, played by Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men. Maybe the creepiest guy ever in a movie. But I also liked Michael Fassbender in a movie called The Killer. He plays an assassin who screws up and has to race home before those that gave him the contract kill his wife. kind of a slick assassin type. I don't know. There are so many ways you could go with this. And a badass doesn't have to be a bad guy. I just pick Shiger because I love that movie so much. Josh Brolin plays the protagonist in No Country for Old Men, and he's a badass. So, lots of characters to choose from. Conrad, you got one?
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
If you say Joe Dirt one more time on this show, I am going to send your ass packing down Washington Street, buddy. Where did this obsession for you and Joe Dirt come
from? It's just a,
I just like to say Joe Dirt.
Because it's a terrible movie.
Well, I would assume so.
Yeah.
David Spade is the lead actor. Funny as he is.
I mean, he's made some fun movies, but...
He's great in Tommy Boy.
His younger stuff, I would say, is better than his... Well, I guess Joe Dirt's kind of young him, but yeah. It's past it, you know.
Do you have an actual badass, favorite badass?
Yeah. Come back to me. This is tough. I've been trying to decide this since I saw the question today.
All right. You've got Jules from Pulp Fiction, Samuel Jackson. Die Hard, Bruce Willis. Oh, Michael Corleone. John Wick. Lots of good ones.
You know, okay. This might be because I love these movies. And he's the main character. And he's a badass in all movies.
Who is it?
Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones.
True.
Or Harrison Ford is Han Solo.
Yeah, no, he's definitely that guy. Uma Thurman and Kill Bill. Awesome.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Great movie. There's a ton of people to choose from. So have fun with this one, folks. Let us know who your favorite badass is for movies or TV. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Very easy to use. We're on statewide, so just click next to the station you're listening to and fire away. And you can also text us if you're watching the radio on the stream at X, YouTube, or Facebook. Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. I'm going to stick with Sugar, I think. I love that movie. It's one of those movies I absolutely cannot turn off. Lots going on, though. Tony Goldwyn has a birthday today. He was in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. It was a pleasure to direct Tony Goldwyn. And Tony Goldwyn is MGM Goldwyn, Metro Goldwyn Mayer. Samuel Goldwyn was his grandfather. So he is truly Hollywood royalty, and he never took it for granted. I've never met a more down-to-earth guy than when he was on the set of The Godfather of Green Bay. You know, I'm just this guy making a movie in my hometown of Marinette, Wisconsin, and he would come up to me after every take. How was that? How was the accent? How was my acting? Like, truly a professional actor who respected the director's opinion, and I don't know that I had earned that. That was the first film I had directed, and only film, for that matter, and he just could not have been a more professional guy and a phenomenal actor. So happy birthday, Tony Goldwyn. Timothy Oliphant has a birthday today. That's a show we haven't really talked about on this program, is Justified. Great show. Like 7 seasons of it, too. And Timothy Oliphant is great in it. And Jimmy Stewart has a birthday today. You heard of Jimmy Stewart, Conrad?
Yes, I've heard of his work.
He's done well for himself. We have a phone call?
Yes, we do. It's Greg from Waukesha.
Hey, Greg. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. So, favorite movie badass has to be Julia Roberts in the movie The Blind Side, and even in Erin Brockovich. More of a badass in The Blind Side, though. But, but Julia Roberts has to be my favorite movie badass.
That's a great badass. Yeah. And that was a great role, Erin Brockovich, because Erin Brockovich was a badass, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. She was. Yep. So
great call, Greg. Thank you so much. And don't be a stranger. It's good to hear from you, dude.
Yeah, good to hear from me too, Pete.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care, Greg. Greg from Waukesha. We haven't heard from Greg in a while. It was great.
Yeah.
So other big news, the Tush Push stays.
Yes.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And,
nor should it.
the Eagles posted a video. It's like 25 minutes of all Tush Bushes on their YouTube.
They should. They revolutionized something. Like Devin Hester changed the kickoff rule. That was more for safety, too. And I'm all about protecting players. I don't want the game to go away, so protect them however you have to do for us to keep football because I like watching it so much. But the Tush Push. Oh, we don't like this. That's a play. It's hard to stop. Yeah, the whole game is hard. Stop it. Figure out a way to stop it. Don't outlaw it. I'm glad it's staying. Because they'll design something that will stop it.
They have to. I mean, you got to think in the camps this year, there's going to be like, all right, guys, how do we stop this?
Right.
And they just got to workshop it, you know?
And he's got, you know, what's his name? Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I don't even know that he needs a push. The guy can squat like 4,000 pounds. He's probably not stopping that anyway.
And then you also got Saquon, who can do the same.
Right.
And now they just added A.J. Dillon. So
yeah,
that's a quad backfield right there.
Absolutely. And I saw that Brock Purdy, Mr. What are they called?
Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant signed a five-year, $265 million extension. Did he earn that, Conrad? Or not? Did he even earn it? He got it. He earned it. I give him that.
Yes.
But is he worth it? Would you have paid that for Brock Purdy? I would not have.
I wouldn't have, but I'm not an NFL owner. So to keep him from leaving, keep him satisfied, keep him their franchise quarterback,
you got to
do it. And I mean, I can see the Texans doing this with CJ Stroud in a couple of years, too.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't. And I don't begrudge. Like, good for Brock Purdy. That's a great story. I was thoroughly surprised, though, when I saw that. Hey, is it weird to mess with people on when you get these texts from people that try to engage you in conversation?
Weird to mess with them?
Well, I feel like if they're going to mess with me, if they're going to randomly text me and act like they know me, they're obviously after something. I assume it's money. But I started messing with them. There was this girl. She started sharing pictures. Not anything weird. Just, hey, how you been? And I'm like, great. So I try to keep the conversation going. Kind of like I did with Sofia Coppola.
Yes.
That didn't really go anywhere. So I thought I started having this conversation with this woman, quote, bot, whatever it is. And I thought, oh, I'll do this. I'll read it on the show. But I got to be honest. It started boring me. I told her my name was Tristan.
There you go.
And she's like, it would be very mundane stuff. Like, where are you from, Tristan? This and that. And I painted this picture of myself so they would keep texting me. I said, you know, well, I'm very wealthy and my wife is leaving me and I know she's going to take half. But I want to take care of. Oh, I painted this whole, I'm a writer, dude. I painted this whole story. I told her, she said, you seem down. I said, well, I'm having a penis reduction next week and I'm nervous about it.
Okay.
And I just kept pushing and she would not leave me. She kept texting. Like, they're obviously, I wanted them to think I have money. So they would keep, you know, pushing because I want to see what their motivation was.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I got bored. And now she, like, as of a week ago, goes, Tristan, are you okay? You're worrying me because I wasn't responding. I don't know what to do. It's so invasive, and it should be. It's probably illegal on some level, but it's no different really than telemarketers. I like to mess with telemarketers too, although that was years ago. I don't even pick up the phone anymore. And it's mostly boredom. I just want to entertain myself, you know. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, so we got that going. We got a great show tonight, folks. Our question of the night one more time is, who is your favorite movie or TV badass? We will read those texts coming up after a very short break. And Logan Rogge is here. Our pal Logan Rogge is here in the second hour. I will take a quiz. Logan is going to give me a quiz. It's not lengthy, but he's going to give me a quiz and see how I do. It's called, what is it called? Fact or Fest, right? No, Fiction or Fest.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll play that because we usually give the quizzes around here, but Logan's bringing a quiz. That'll be fun. Bruce Jarko is here at 7:05. The great actor Bruce Jarko to talk about his buddy Norm, George Wendt. And and Shane McAdams is here tonight. So this is a fun, fun show, folks. You are here on a great night. Let us know what your answer to the question is. We'll read those when we come back. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 Mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Nightlight, great to have you with me on this Wednesday evening. I'll tell you, we're off. We're putting a show together for Friday. It's going to be all original, but I won't be here. I have to take some time off for a family friend who passed away earlier last week. So it's going to be a great show. We're still doing Bar Band Friday, and got great guests. Who do we have on Friday?
Well,
I'll pull up the sheet here, because that's going to be a big show.
Terry Barr is...
Of course Terry Barr will be here. Michael Collins, the director. This week, folks, my classic movie pick of the week is a film called Almost Sunrise, about two veterans who hike across America. The director, Michael Collins, will be here to talk about that on Friday. And then WGBW's very own Eliza Cousin will be here, the newest member of our team. And, of course, Terry Barr. So that's Friday. So this feels like, where I'm going with this, Conrad, is this feels like a Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So, I don't know. Feels good. All right, we have a phone call.
Yes, we do.
Let's take that call. Who do we have?
Richard from Waukesha.
Richard, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I got a good movie. It's a good layback, dark comedy, and some good humor.
Love it.
Situational. It's Paul Newman in a movie called I'm Nobody's Fool.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You heard of that one?
I have. I saw it years and years ago. I thought you were going.
Oh, it's just a.
Yeah, given the question, yeah? I thought you were going to say Cool Hand Luke for badass. But yeah, he's a badass in everything.
Oh, well, this is just a good piece, you know. This is just a decent movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Melanie Griffith is in it too, right?
Who?
I think it's Melanie Griffith. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that years ago.
Yeah, and the acting is very well done.
That's fantastic.
So.
Yeah, great suggestion.
So you get
Thank
your
you so
popcorn
much.
Popcorn and your soda and lay back.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a great night, Richard. Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Okay.
Bye.
Nobody's Fool. Kind of forgot about that movie. It's been about probably 25, 30 years since I've seen it, but maybe worth a rewatch. All right, our question tonight is, who is your favorite movie or TV badass? We got some great responses on social media. Kurt Krause says, Sam Elliott as Wade Garrett in Roadhouse. Oh, that's a good one. Sarah Jean says, Katniss Everdeen. Yes, that's a great one too, Sarah Jean. Thank you. From The Hunger Games, of course. What do you think of that name, Katniss? That's pretty badass.
It sounds like catnip.
It does, but it's not. Catnip is not badass. Katniss is badass.
There we go.
Yeah. Matt Harper says, David LaBrava as Happy in Sons of Anarchy. I got to be honest. I have not seen much of Sons of Anarchy, even though our pal Jamie McShane was a regular on the show. He's been on the show a few times. He played an Irish gunrunner who met a tragic fate, like many people on Sons of Anarchy do. But I got to give the show a watch. I only watch Jamie's episodes. I hear it's great. Thank you, Matt. Good to hear from you, buddy. Monica Hale says, John Malkovich in Red with his comic paranoia and stockpile of weapons. John Malkovich is pretty badass in anything. Great one, Monica. Daniel Wheeler says, Mike Ehrmantraut. This might be the winner of the night. Jonathan Banks played Mike in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And Daniel calls him a great anti-hero. And that is a really good way to describe Mike. Great character. And I love that he's an old guy, too, and he's a badass. But I agree with Richard. Now, I think Richard was just calling in to give a suggestion. But Paul Newman, he was so great in The Sting and Cool Hand Luke. Great movie, badass. Going to the text line here. Do you have one yet?
Yeah, I said.
You still thinking?
No, Indiana Jones.
Oh, Indiana Jones, right. That's better than Joe Dirt.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Steve from Florida says, hands down, all-time favorite movie badass is Clint Easthouse. Conrad's laughing at you, Steve. We know you meant Clint Eastwood.
He still doesn't know how to type.
Easthouse. It would be tough. Like, Eastwood is a badass name. Easthouse is like the guy you're like, get out of here, Easthouse.
It's a Wisconsin name.
Noogie time. Yeah, exactly. So Steve says Clint Eastwood. I'm sure you would get a lot of agreement there, Steve. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke. The original Matt Dillon. Sherry's going pre-Outsiders, the other Matt Dillon. Great one, Sherry. Mark from Prairie to Sac says, Long Kiss Goodnight, Gina Davis and Sam Jackson. Yes. That was one of my classic movie picks of the week recently. Gina Davis is so great in that. And Samuel Jackson is hilarious in that. I would call her the badass in that film. And Sam Jackson just so much fun to watch in that movie. And he does kind of save the day a couple times too. So I guess you could say he's a badass, but I just thought he was hilarious. Tom from New Berlin says Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn for a female and Bond, all of them. So he goes James Bond and Margot Robbie and Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie's a good one too. Great choices, everybody. And then we've got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. I have no excuse except that your show is so much fun. My answer is 2000s. He's going. Tyler sticks with a joke. I have a lot of respect for people that do that. And I also like people that beat a joke into the ground and it becomes extra funny. But Tyler says, my answer is 2000s and One, A Beaver Odyssey. Hal, the badass ship's computer. Yeah, Hal was a badass. No question about that. Tyler likes that beaver movie. It's a great movie. Hundreds of beavers, folks. If you haven't checked it out, Wisconsin Born and Bred, great film. Crushed at the box office for an indie. Chris on the text line, she's listening in the 773, I assume in Chicago, or maybe she's a transplant. Doesn't matter. Undisputed. Bruce Lee, big screen badass. Great one, Chris. Love Bruce Lee. Barb in Waukesha says, Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis and Thelma and Louise love their encounter with the perverted truck driver. Yes. God, I love this. See, this is why we have a great information exchange, because I forget about a lot of these. Right, Conrad?
Oh, yeah.
He's still with me? He's looking for another Joe Dirt reference he can shoehorn into the conversation. All right, we'll read more of your text as the show progresses. Coming up next, all the way from Door County, out there in the suburbs of Green Bay, artist Shane McAdams joins the program to talk about this really cool art festival. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just wanna close your eyes, follow your dream down.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Free, free Palestine is what a man in custody shouted after the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers Wednesday night in Washington. That from law enforcement officials at a briefing in the nation's capital. Washington Police Chief Pamela Smith.
Officers located one adult male and one adult female unconscious and not breathing at the scene. DC Fire and EMS responded, and despite all life-saving efforts, both victims succumbed to their injuries.
Two were shot outside an American Jewish Committee event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. Police say Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, 30 years old, was arrested and that he allegedly shouted, "Free Palestine." The House is in session overnight. Republicans on track to pass a multi-trillion dollar tax break package. Late-night agreement on changes includes new Medicaid work requirements that kick in earlier and an increase in state and local tax deductions allowed on your federal return. This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today. I mean, even though it was emergency and before the 11th, after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ball game was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed with,
her? With
a man in uniform?
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? Hi,
Catherine.
What?
We're listening in to your conversation.
The fire people, they're sure. Here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on the road this week, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, home of WCFW, The Tap, talking about conservation and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete Schwabe, great to have you here tonight, folks. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we are barreling through this week as we get close to a holiday weekend. Dave on the stream says Reacher is his favorite movie or TV badass. And you could go both, because Reacher, I like both of them. I like that Alan Ritchson is closer to the hero in the book, but I love the Tom Cruise version as well. So that's a good one. And then Chris said, I'm a guy. So... You catch that, Conrad?
Yeah, I think you mess it up every time.
Yeah, I know a girl named Chris who spells it like that, so I made this assumption, Chris, so I apologize for that, but thank you for the text either way, and I will remember now because your last name is different than my friend's, so I have no excuse now moving forward. Okay, Bruce Jarko coming up at 7:05. Bruce is a great actor, and he was good pals with George Wendt, so we'll talk to Bruce about his loss and George Wendt's legacy. But right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. His name is Shane McAdams. He's an artist, and he is also the director, or co-director, I should say.
Co-director.
Indeed, yeah. I don't want to leave anybody out. Of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, which takes place June 5th through the 8th, just down the road here in Door County from downtown Green Bay. Great to have you here, Shane.
Well, I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. Thank you. So so you're staying in Door County right now. We've established you live in the Milwaukee area.
Yes.
But you got a little crib up there for the festival?
Crib, that's a funny way to put it. Well, so the fair will be at the Peninsula School of Art, which is in Fish Creek.
Yeah.
And they're kind of an art school. It's been around for a long time.
Right.
And they have a little, I don't know, pied-à-terre, a little ranch house that we can stay in across the way. So we stay there when we have, and if I need nicer accommodation. I think we have an Airbnb for like the, you know, for our war room days. Like when the fair is actually happening, I think we want something with a kitchen island that we can kind of operate from.
Sure.
This is it's a little more Spartan. So
chop some vegetables.
But yeah, I've been going up a lot in my history of I started teaching there, teaching classes, and that's how this whole thing kind of emerged through a teaching relationship with the school. And so I would stay there. And as we go into this, I associate it with teaching and being there in the summer. So I think we'll probably do something a little bit more comfortable.
So you don't live there, but it sounds like you spend a considerable amount of time in Door County with teaching and the art fair and all that.
I do. You know, it's a place, sorry, verklempt here, Pete.
Yeah, no, okay.
All that talk about movies.
Grit and raspiness.
All that talk about movies.
I like it.
I wanted into that last segment really bad. So Door County for me, I'm an implant. I came here from Brooklyn. My wife is from Wisconsin. So I went to Door County as this kind of what is this weird leisure spot that you guys like to go to? And I always called it a poor man's Cape Cod, which is, sorry, Wisconsin. But, you know, it was like that. It was cotton candy caramel, that kind of thing.
Right.
Summer spot. But I went with my kids and I imprinted on it as just a real kind of basic tourist. And as I started teaching there, it got deeper and deeper and deeper in terms of the art thing. So it's evolved from me just kind of strip mining it for my own pleasure to something that I think of as a great site to bring art and culture and kind of connect with people that are up there that want something deeper.
You know, I'm not mad at you, Shane. I just want to get that out right away.
You are.
But poor man's Cape Cod. No, I've heard that a lot, and I don't like Wisconsinites say that. I'm like, be your own thing. For a while, Milwaukee was the Portland of the Midwest. I'm just being Milwaukee.
It's a terrible thing. You know, sometimes you're doing it. It's like when you have a bad analogy that's kind of crass, but you use it just to get the point across.
Right.
And I do that because some people are like, what is this thing called Door County? And you go, and then people go, oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
less pretentious,
pulled taffy and, you know.
It's beautiful. I love Door County, and when I first reached out to you, I thought, oh, this lucky guy gets to live in Door County and run this art fair, and here you are living in Milwaukee, which is also a lovely town.
I told you I live in Cedarburg, which is, I think we may have spoken about it, but Cedarburg, and if you ask Cedarburgians, they would say that it is not a suburb of Milwaukee. It's its own, special, kind of unique place, and I would agree, as someone that I feel is fairly... unbiased, as someone that just kind of plopped in, parachuted in 12 years ago when my daughter was born. It's a unique place.
Yeah.
It's when I bring people there, they look down the main street that's downtown, and there's a, you know, an old movie theater and a caramel apple shop. People go, that's something. You know, that's not your typical suburb.
No, absolutely not. And I didn't, you know, I've heard really great things about Cedar Brook too, but let me ask you this. Like, you say you're from Brooklyn, and I believe you. Is that where you got your art chops, so to speak?
Yeah, it's like where one goes to get their art chops.
Yeah.
A little bit like music. Or, you know, if you were in, you're an actor that wanted to be in film, all roads kind of go through L.A. for that.
Sure.
And New York is a little bit like that, too. And that kind of brings us into, like, why we're doing this fair. You can be an artist from the Midwest and probably make it into the canonical art world, but you still kind of have to get stamped in New York a little bit or L.A. And I feel like we're in a world that's kind of decentralizing with, you know, with social networks
and
a lot of things are doing that. Yeah, talking about films and food is doing that. When I was a kid, like there were people in New York that went to La Grenouille, and then there was me going to like Godfather's Pizza, but there wasn't a lot. And now it's like populated all the way in between those two things. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of spaces to go get higher end food that isn't necessarily under a, you know, a metal dome. And I think that is, you know, it's changing, and we're trying to kind of, like me from Brooklyn coming back here, we're trying to kind of ride that wave or kind of force the issue a little bit, because I don't think we need to be in Brooklyn anymore to do this necessarily, even though probably most of the economic and probably, you know, physical energy is there, but it is changing.
That's interesting. You said pizza, by the way. Was there a Mulberry Street in Brooklyn where you lived?
Yeah, well, not in Brooklyn. That is New York, right? That's Little Italy. Yeah. So, I mean, I would be there.
That got me to migrate from, because I grew up, the first part of my childhood was in Chicago, and I liked the Chicago stuffed, but as I got older, I'm like, I can't eat that.
It's anymore. A lot.
I found Mulberry when I was living in L.A. Somebody brought it. I'm like, this is the best pizza.
Yeah.
It's thin crust. That's New York.
Well, Wisconsin pizza's like that, too.
Yeah.
You know, you can eat it and go out. I think that's why they do it, because it's like pub pizza.
Right.
Like, you can have a lot of Wisconsin pizza and still go out for, like, many nightcap.
You don't need a nap.
I've done, so on Mulberry Street, like, in Little Italy in New York, I remember once we went out and, you know, they do the courses, like, you know, the end is like the carne, you know, they start out and you got antipasti, and you're expected to go through like four courses. And we went there for like someone's birthday, and we were young and we were planning on drinking and making it a night. And I, you know, I was like, well, let's do this right. So by carne, I'm like asleep, you know, I'm like, I have no blood left in my head. It's all in my gut. So, yeah.
Great stuff. Well, tell us about, the art fair itself. It's the Door County Contemporary Art Fair. What can people expect when they go there? Is there a certain time? Is there a theme, or is there food there? In Wisconsin, we love food at our festivals.
Sure. Well, so this isn't a public radio station, so I'm going to walk back. It tends to be like, you know, the art world is on that kind of crunchier side of the spectrum.
Okay.
And there's a distinction between what would be like an art festival, which would be some like white tents and people selling their wares. This is kind of a thing in the art world. Like, if you've heard of Art Basel Miami or Art Basel, there's these big art fairs and they're galleries that represent artists. So they would be like build out spaces. So when you go there, it will be 20 galleries in physical spaces that we build out. So it's much more kind of structural, much more like a much bigger lift to make it happen than to just like put out some tables. So it's a little bit, I would say, higher end. I don't, these words are really dangerous, because the whole idea is to make it elevated, but not, it's not pretentious. It's approachable.
But open,
you know,
to people. You
open
want
to people,
people.
Sure. Right. I mean, what I'm always trying to do is build connections, because I'm a Midwestern kid. I mean, I went to school in Brooklyn, but I'm from Kansas City.
Okay.
And so I grew up, like, I would say humble. Like, my parents didn't have art. And then I kind of got, you know, anointed into this like world that was outside of where I came from. And my desire was to have, like, ultimately have all the kind of sophistication and cultivation of one end, but not turn into, you know, jerks.
Yeah.
You know, and that's always totally been the problem. Is like, you know, when you walk into a really nice restaurant, it's like, give me good food, but don't give me attitude.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's kind of what it is. So anyway, so we have 20 galleries, and they're very, very amazing, respectable galleries from around the Midwest.
Okay.
Kansas City galleries, Nashville, Minneapolis,
Chicago.
Is that
Chicago. How they're differentiated or broken up into?
You'll see, like, a gallery will say Hair and Nails, which is a great gallery from Minneapolis. It'll say Hair and Nails, Minneapolis. So it'll give you kind of a, you know, a breakdown of the geography. And that was the goal of the whole thing. And that's the goal going forward, to do this year after year and make it kind of a gathering and a way to connect Midwest spaces, because the art world is fairly obscure. It doesn't mind being obscure.
Yeah.
So what happens is they tend to not connect that much because they're trying to be underground. It's like punk rock.
Okay.
The art world at a certain end of it has a little bit of kind of gritty alternative punk rock spirit. And because of that, they tend to not get together in like Davos conventions and, you know, exchange business cards.
My guest is Shane McAdams. He is the co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, which runs June 5th through the 8th in Fish Creek. We have some of your paintings I'd like to show for people watching on the stream. Conrad, can we showcase some of your artwork? Would that be okay?
You may. I didn't know we were doing this, but this will be interesting for me to see.
I thought I wanted you to do like the moody artist thing where you go, no, I don't like my stuff being seen.
Do I seem like a moody artist?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know what you seem like? I'm looking at your outfit, though, Shane, and I'm going, why don't I wear jackets like that on the air, Conrad? I mean, I wear a nice shirt typically, but would it kill me to dress up a little bit?
Pete, you look very presentable.
Saying that. All right, let's see some of Shane's work on the stream. If you're on the stream, check this out. And wow, what are we looking at there?
So I use lots of very unnatural materials to make work that kind of produces itself through processes and procedures. And so that's Elmer's glue, doing very natural organic things, but it's very unnatural stuff. So,
but what is it? What is it on? Is it just like
it's on a panel?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's actually, it's funny because to see it here, it's, you know, it's by my door as I left today.
Well, it probably doesn't capture. I know we're just on this little stream here, but let's see another one, Con. Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
See,
I saw that one.
Styrofoam
earlier.
Sprayed with, so I put acetone, which is like nail polish remover, on a rag, and I let it soak into foam.
Huh.
So it's like lots of really unnatural things to kind of mimic natural processes in the world.
Yeah. So that looks like the bottom of like the ocean floor.
That's what
when
I'm
you
saying.
First, yeah,
like
I think that's
the
so
idea
cool.
is to take something really kind of stupid and unnatural and have someone kind of marvel at it as if it was, you know, the most natural thing in the world.
Who are your influences, Shane? When
oh,
like
goodness.
Are you trying to like do you have a
My influences are, you know, weird things in the world, like bread. You know? Okay. You look at bread and
not
you're like,
other artists?
But I take a lot from, I'm ecumenical. I try to get lots of stuff from lots of weird places. Talking to people like you. Talking to weirdos. Like, honestly.
Can you do something with this shirt?
Maybe yeah, I probably make that into something.
It's amazing. I've had a couple friends on. I started in stand-up comedy, and a couple of my friends have branched off, and they're, like, selling art now for, like, this, a lot of money. And I'm just, like,
art's
I hate
expensive.
People like that.
Art's expensive.
Can't be successful at two different mediums.
That's some people crazy. Are, you know.
I don't like them. All right, Shane McAdams is here. We're coming right back after a very quick break to talk more about the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, which takes place June 5th through the 8th. This is Pete Schwamba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Day one,
the hardest day, the day you hear,
"This is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WMDXradio.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwalbe. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. I hope I'm saying this right. Malaya in the 608 says Cillian Murphy or Adrian Brody in Peaky Blinders. Was Adrian Brody in Peaky Blinders?
I didn't even know
I watched
that.
The first season. He might have joined the cast afterwards, but those are both good badasses. John from Columbia County, he's in the 608. He says Jesse Wales, real badass. No question about that. There's your Clint Easthouse. Conrad, that's your dad's
Who's
family.
That guy?
Brian from Green Bay says the iceberg in Titanic was a good badass. Very well done. Keep those texts coming, folks. We have a guest in the studio I'm enjoying very much talking to. His name is Shane McAdams. He is the co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, which runs June 5th through the 8th. And talk a little bit about the Peninsula School of Art. That's pretty cool. You mentioned it before, but are those classes open to people? Is it a club?
Open.
Is it an actual school?
I teach classes with resin and alternative materials, but they have watercolor classes, jewelry, all kinds of interesting options. And because they teach so many classes, I think when we approached them with the art fair as this kind of strange idea, because this is the first contemporary art fair that's been in Door County. I mean, they have some arts and crafts festivals, but they were really excited because it kind of broadened their offerings and made connections and with different kinds of people, because a lot of people are going to come from Minneapolis and Chicago for this, because people that are art collectors tend to travel for this kind of stuff. So it'll be a different mix of people than, you know, whoever's taking the watercolor classes. But yes, of course, anyone's welcome to take classes there. And the teachers are great. So
you have I've heard for years that Door County has a great artist community. Mm-hmm. Have you found that as an artist? You don't live there, but you spent enough time there. Is that a good place to be if you're an artist?
It does. I mean, it does have a great artist community
and a beautiful setting,
of course. Yeah. And it attracts people that like kind of sensory aesthetic things because it's beautiful. It's a great like spirit and atmosphere to make anything in. But it tends to be, I would say, without being disparaging, more decorative, more prone to being representational, which would be like pictures or paintings about things that you see, okay, and less conceptual. Okay. And that when you see contemporary art, it's often, you know, more abstract, maybe using materials differently, different kinds of forms. And so when you come to our art fair, you're going to see things that aren't going to be just a watercolor of like a bay.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll see different things. And my belief is, honestly, in the art world, and this is the problem, I'm trying to kind of do this, you know, broker a deal between these two different art worlds. There's lots of people that like to paint watercolors of, you know, of setting suns. And then on the other side, there's this other thing where people like to make really conceptual work, out of found materials. And the truth is, in the art world, we're competing against other entertainments that I think are much less delicate and flatter and blunter and dumber. And I think we all need to kind of be on the same page.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not a world that's big enough and powerful enough to start balkanizing, you know?
Yeah, right.
So that's what I'm always about. Because, I mean, the thing is, I do respect someone that's a great watercolorist, but I also like conceptual art. And the truth is, if you imagine art as being kind of just a general embodiment or reflection of everything you like in humanity, like you meet lots of different kinds of people, you know, funny people, you know, gregarious people, you meet people that are super responsible, and you don't go in and write someone off because they're responsible but not funny. I mean, right, everyone serves a purpose. And that's what I think about like a watercolor. Like sometimes I love it,
yeah,
but sometimes I want something really weird because I'm in a weird mood, you know?
Yeah.
And I think instead of looking for something that has meaning or an answer is very like objective, you go, well, it's just like people. I know all kinds of people that give me, right, all kinds of weird things. And as long as that person's authentic and being who they are, you can just appreciate that for that.
But listen, dude, I love being around people that I don't ever know what's coming out of their mouth. Those people to me are the true entertainment, true, in life, you know. Yeah. And those are the characters, I mean, as a writer, I want to write about. Maybe, mm-hmm, you want to paint or,
sure,
build a sculpture or something. Like I'm totally with you.
I often say, just let me say this,
yeah,
is that art to me, and art, I mean, across all arts, is the potential to be surprised. Because,
yeah,
half the world is trying to make everything predictable. Like Costco doesn't want you to be surprised. They want to know what you're doing. They want to run algorithms on us. And I'm not some crazy Marxist. That's just the truth.
Sure.
I think like the world would be really crappy if we didn't have supply chains that were getting peanut butter around.
Right.
But you need to save like comedy and vacations and art and all these other things that we value to be totally improvised and unpredictable. That's what art is. The art is the possibility of being surprised by something. And so when you go to an art fair, you're going to get surprised. Hopefully you get,
yeah,
surprised. So some of it won't be a good surprise, but sometimes you'll find the exact thing that you want.
Just to clarify, can I still shop at Costco and take advantage of the big, big savings?
I do.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Just, I wanted to get that out there.
I'm not like an anti, you know.
anti-Costco guy. Yeah. All right. So we got about a minute left. Unfortunately, Shane, this has been a lot of fun, but you're an Alexander Payne film when it comes to, or fan when it comes to movies.
Who isn't, though?
I love them. But
what's
give us
the best one?
Oh.
God. I'm a Sideways guy.
I like Sideways a lot. Loved Citizen Root. You know, I probably have to go Election. Because it makes,
yeah,
me laugh.
Yeah.
But Sideways does too.
Yeah. I think Sideways, yeah, I use it in my class and I'll be really quick because, yeah, it's that is perfection for art. This is art, right?
Yeah.
Is perfection a thing, an objective thing, or is it a context? And I'm a guy, I believe in context. Like the right thing in the right place. Like
comparing it to the wine.
The wine.
The
like
way
if
they
you
talk
have the right wine,
yeah,
wine with the right people and the right sunset, wine is perfect. It's not something you put a 99,
yeah,
in, you know, and get it absolutely like it's in a vacuum.
All right. We have to do this again so we can draw this discussion out a little
anytime
bit more. I would love to talk. We could spend a whole segment just on Alexander Payne, and I haven't done that yet, Conrad. So we got to do that. We'll do this again.
Sounds good.
Good luck. Break a leg with the Art Fest.
Thank you. And great pleasure. Thank you, Pete.
My pleasure. All right. That's Shane McAdams. Check out the Door County Contemporary Art Fest, June 5th through the 8th. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. We're coming back after intermission with Bruce Jarkel, a fine actor and a good friend of George Wentz, who's going to tell us about his buddy. That's all coming up next. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Turn back now. I believe I...
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of Congress doing a lot of late-night talking about the budget bill President Trump has been pushing hard to pass. Democrat Jamie Raskin.
There's nothing beautiful or big about stripping 14 million Americans of their health care or removing food security from 11 million people, including 4 million kids. That's ugly. That's small.
And Republican Jim Jordan.
Mr. Speaker, you know it's a good bill because the left hates it.
The vote is expected shortly. The suspect is in custody being questioned about the murder of two staff members at the Israeli embassy. It happened outside the Capitol Jewish Museum. The gunman was taken into custody inside the museum where he was heard chanting support for Palestine. A federal judge saying the White House did unquestionably violate a court order on deportations to third countries when a plane load of eight immigrants convicted of violent crimes touched down in South Sudan. This is ABC News. Ahead of the moment.